Boom! What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. I am in Miami, about to get on a cruise tomorrow morning. But today I want to talk to you guys about what happened the day after my $1 million day and how you can avoid some of the pitfalls that I had to go through.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my $1 million business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, guys? Hey, it's Steve Larson. I am about to get on the Two Comma Club cruise. Very excited about that. It's the coaching club cruise that ClickFunnels puts on. And I've had a lot of fun. I had to get here because of flights. I had to get here like half a day early. But come on, it's not been bad. So anyway, back in September, I went and threw a huge event. And in my event, we had 600 people there, and it was my first $1 million day. And when we did the $1 million, you know, you can imagine there were two things that happened. The first thing was it was 1.6 million in a day. But the first thing that happened was utter sheer excitement. Oh my gosh, so exciting. This is so incredible. But the second thing that happened was also what other people also tell me about. It's not that cool. Okay. It's a kind of a club card. But besides that, after about 4 seconds, I was like, holy crap. All right, well, I'm hungry. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't a lot to it after that. What happened after that is something that I was not prepared for, and I kind of thought that it would happen a little bit, but not to the extent that it did. It actually was very, very rough. Okay, so here's what happened, right? We do all the sales. It's awesome. We start onboarding the people. That part goes great. But I found myself very unprepared for the volume of sales. We didn't think it would be that much. And so we had to go upgrade our systems. So I didn't have enough fulfillment. I remember waking up the next morning and realizing like, oh my gosh, like I need to over deliver for these people. How can I do that when there's that many clients? And how can we track this, right? I mean, I thought it would sell. I just didn't think it would be that much. And so we started building more fulfillment, more processes and more systems and such. And we spent probably the first, 6 weeks doing that. And that sounds like we're going slow, but we were hauling because there's all these other parts that we were still running as well, right? So we go and we start building all these processes. We start putting all these things together. And in about 2 or 3 weeks into this, that's when we're going to start running payments like we told everybody. Hey, we're going to start running payments for you. It's going to be amazing. The payments are going to be cool. You know, they agreed to ahead of time. We had all the paperwork finally signed, all those bits and pieces. But do you know what happens when payment processors see you doing around 150 to 200 grand a month, and then suddenly you try to run 1.6 million? You look like you're laundering money. You look exactly like you're doing something very illegal and shady. So everything basically got frozen. The money didn't get frozen, but I didn't have a single payment processor that could actually process the payments themselves. And I was like, what? Like it ended up being about $920,000 that we couldn't run. And which is crazy, right? It is, as I film this today, it's January 3rd, January 4th, something like that. And so we found ourselves with these payment processors. We couldn't run $920,000. And so we started going out and trying to get other banking relationships with people to find how we could run it, right? So we go back to these payment processors and we go back to other people. I mean, you know, I was smart enough to at least warn some of these payment processors that stuff was about to happen, but I don't think they believed me. And so, and I didn't think it would be that much either. And so I entered into like this 3 month long, this is what happened, man. This is what's been going down the last little bit here. It's been like 3 months long of all these payment processors and all these people walking around, going through my business, and they jumped through my terms. They jumped through my conditions. They jumped through my privacy policies. They jumped through GDPR. They jumped through, my identity, confirming I am who I am, tons of docs around that, background checks, history checks on my own credit, my personal credit, business credit. Like, I can't tell, like, the level of scrutiny that it caused was insane. Now, the negative, you have to understand that this almost killed my business. Okay, I'm telling you this right now on Sales Funnel Radio. Selling too much almost killed the company. I have done that multiple times to others, never really to my own, but it wasn't because of not being able to fulfill. It was because I couldn't run the cash. So while I was unable to run the cash itself, I was like, well, I still have business expenses, man. What am I gonna go do? Oh, that's right. I'm a marketer and I sell stuff. And so what I decided to go do was I went and we fell back on the skill sets that I have, right? Sales message creation, offer creation, campaigns, marketing. And so for the last quarter, because we can't run the payments of the people that bought from us, I've been floating the full cost of fulfillment for those clients on my own dollar. Not my own personal, but money that was not meant to be for that client. It was meant to do other projects. So I was like, okay, well, I gotta go figure out how to go get this done then. And so I have been selling stuff and being an affiliate and doing all these other things because it is what has been paying for the fulfillment of those clients themselves. So I went and that's been the challenge. That's exactly what's been going on. So for the last quarter, I've been making all the changes to my terms, to my conditions, to all the, man, I'm so much more legally tight right now. It's ridiculous because I just went through lots of lawyers going through my stuff, tons of scrutiny, right? This is like pretty bulletproof now. If someone was to sue, they wouldn't get much because we've gone through asset protection and we've gone through, I mean, it's varying kinds of insurance and like all the stuff in the sides of the business that most of us marketing entrepreneurs do not like to go create. But it was time for me to create it. So I'm telling you this for two reasons. The first is that while we did, you know, $1 million day and we couldn't run most of it, what we did though, what it's allowed us to go do is create a scenario where banks who are very, very litigious, obviously, and want to cover their own butts, banks and lawyers and payment processors and all these people have been going through and nitpicking at my stuff, right? Why don't you have this? How come you have this? Why does this say this LLC? It should be that LLC. Does that LLC own that LLC? Or is what's the relationship there? Who owns it? Prove that you have the ownership. Where's your articles of organization? All the crap that I usually don't like to go in and do. But I gotta tell you, it's actually been really, really fun and it's been good for the company. Now, does this make sense? My business structure could not handle $1 million day, right? That was really good for me to learn and understand. Now I suspected that there would be that would happen. I suspected there'd be a few hiccups along the way. I did not think it would halt pretty much all cash. So the way we've kept the whole machine floating and running is we've been able to go through and continue to sell products and create things and be an affiliate for ClickFunnels and do all the parts and pieces that we have been. And it's actually floated the cost of fulfillment for the clients that I sold. Because of not being able to run the cash. Does that make sense? We're still in the middle of the last few pieces of fixing it, but it's been almost 4 months since that sale, and it's been hard to run it. And what I don't want anyone to do, I keep turning so no one's on the camera. I found like the least busy place possible. Anyway, what I don't want anyone to do is I don't want anyone to go not sell because they're afraid of those problems. You know that phrase, more money, more problems, and then people use it for an excuse to not go do stuff? It's not more money, more problems. It's more money, different problems. It's more money, more valuable problems. It's more money. Now my company can handle and has the structure of legally quite the machine. It can handle a lot more in sales. We got awesome relationships with, you know, we're not putting all eggs in one basket with a single pay processor anymore. Because of that, you know, there's a lot of security for the business itself. So while the first, sale like that was kind of, it was really cool. It brought on this onslaught of, it was quite intense. I just gotta tell you, I went and I ran a 5K on the beach a little bit ago. That is significantly harder than on pavement. I just about died. Oh my gosh. In the deep sand for a while too. Oh my gosh. That was like running up a sand dune. Whew. But it was a lot of fun. Anyway. It's been able to go in, and guys, for the last little bit, all I'm getting at here is that I have had to go in and by necessity in order to capture the effects of my marketing, right? And the effects of my marketing is causing a lot of money, and it's coming faster, which is great. Please don't, I hope that's not weird for me to say. I'm hoping that you look at what I'm telling you here, and I'm documenting the journey. So this is me documenting it, right? And telling you what's worked and what hasn't. Go in and start looking at your business structures. I just had a conversation with a buddy a little while ago about this, and he comes more from the corporate world. And he was saying like, yeah, one of the issues we're finding is that we'll go increase the sales of a, you know, big corporate client. But the drawback is that somebody, their actual company itself can't handle the influx of cash. It almost kills them. Not that it'll bankrupt them, but they actually don't have the systems to fulfill. My fulfillment systems are, they are so awesome. My systems to fulfill are awesome. We have amazing legal backups, and we got amazing entity structures and asset protection and all the crap that, like, you know, isn't fun to do. And I wouldn't change the order of how I've done it. I'm not gonna go do all that crap until I know I've got the sales to justify all that work. Because it's taken us a few months, you know? Background checks and back to this person.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
So that's, and just so you want to know, if you don't know, banks typically move about the speed of the government. Okay, it's very slow. It's painstaking. And if I had been sitting around waiting, in fact, this is what happened. Last month, beginning of December, I was looking at the business bank accounts and I was like, these are getting a little low. They shouldn't have been, because I should have been monthly running cash from the people who paid me from that $1 million day. But I was like, well, this is a really interesting challenge. How am I gonna go solve it? Right, questions of my revelation. Oh, and then that ended up being like almost a $400,000 month, not including that product. Because I asked a new question, new problem set, and my team and I got to flex in a way that we probably wouldn't have otherwise. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, and I wouldn't have traded the journey. There's definitely been some stress. I'm not gonna lie, this has been very helpful to come in here and come. I'm just gonna hang out on the beach, man. It's two comic book cruise. I'm really psyched about it. I'm gonna veg a little bit more than I did last year. So anyway, awesome stuff though. So just be aware of that while you're building your sales funnel. Be cognizant of the fact that your business structure may not be able to handle the powerful sales machine that I teach you to build, right? I have a one more quick thing here. I know not enough stories gone in this episode. I can already feel it. One more quick thing though with this. When I am, let me think how to say this. When you look at what it takes to get to the Two Comma Club, just in general, you know, I talk a lot about models. It's all about the model. It's all about the model. It's all about the model. Now you need the model because it's like a roadmap. If you guys ever been on like a car trip with like an actual map, not your phone, I don't know if you remember doing that back before phones were, you know, this was all around. I went and I remember there's a road trip we went on and I had an actual map, like a paper map, right? And you're like, okay, this makes sense. I'm going to go from here to here. I'm going to go from here to here. Okay, there's the map. There's my route. I'm going to take a left here. I'm going to take a right there. Here's the way I'm going to go do it. Now, while you conceptually understand what it takes to get from location A to location B, is it not a little bit different while you're actually driving it? This is the exact same thing that happened, right? There's a few speed bumps along the way. Oh man, I didn't plan for gas, right? Oh man, I need to go understand how I can, when are we gonna eat? Is it a 2-day road trip? Is it a long road trip, right? The actual execution of the map is different than just conceptually understanding you're gonna go from A to B. My friends, that is the exact same thing with the models that I teach. Okay, it's all about the model, but then when you're in the middle of executing it, there's two things that happen. There's tons of small little hiccups, tons of little things that you were not expecting. There's so many little things that happen. The details that you didn't know you need to, the details that you wish were not important are important, right? And there's so many things that you have to go in and say like, hey, this is, this thing matters, right? This thing matters and I need to go figure out how to create a solution to all these mini problems. Does that make sense? You have the main core problem. Hey, how do I get from A to B? How do I execute this model? How do I build a free plus shipping funnel? How do I build a webinar funnel, which still works, by the way. I don't know where that whole thing came from. I'm gonna go build a high ticket funnel. That's a model. But now the execution of the model itself, there's a little bit more that you're gonna have to go figure out. There's a lot of small details along the way, which is why I do not offer done for you funnel building services. You have to be included in some of those small details, right? By the way, I don't have a funnel building agency. I have an offer building agency. We just happen to build your funnel. Funnel building's easy, guys, right? You can click, drag, and drop, boom, done. That's not why it works. It works because of the offer. What is an offer? A funnel is nothing more than a sales message and an offer. Anyway, I'm gonna stop my rants. I feel like I'm on fire right here. Anyways, I've been so stoked. I've been thinking about this episode quite a lot today, trying to figure out how to say what I'm trying to do on this. But anyway, so that's what happened. That's what's happened with Offer Lab, with the aftermath of the $1 million day, because I sold more than I thought I would, which I didn't know how much I would sell. Payment processors freaked out. Made me sign a bunch of stuff saying I wasn't internet gambling. They made me sign like background checks. Like it's been kind of ridiculous. Understandably from their point of view though, right? It's been like hopping from payment processor to payment processor to payment processor, getting the things done, seeing the combination of each of their finance lawyers nitpicking at my business, making those structures and changes. I think it's one of the, I can't remember what book it was. Oh, fantastic book I just finished called Who Took My Money? I think so. Who Stole My Money? Who Took My Money? By Robert Kiyosaki. But in there, he talks about how, you need a career, but your cash needs a career too. You really have two separate careers. And that's been the other thing we've set up the last quarter, besides a lot of asset protection and insurance, you know, and stuff that I've never set up. Okay. We're starting our investment life and we're starting the career for my money's. We're starting my money's career, that's been really interesting too. A lot of self development, a lot of personal growth. Still going to therapy. Got a personal trainer. Someone's making my meals. I just systemized a lot in the last 3 months, and this whole thing on OfferLab not being able to run payments for a little bit has been turned out to be a great blessing. I haven't stopped the fulfillment. I've just been eating the cost on my own. It's been sometimes, you know, what do you do for clients, man? You over deliver, right? You're gonna have a short road in this game if you don't. So we over deliver, find ways to keep over delivering. So we threw a huge event as part of the promised fulfillment for OfferLab. That cost about $100,000 for me to do. Cause I don't skimp on events. I like cool events. And, that money had to come from somewhere. So I went and sold a bunch of stuff, which is super cool. I promoted a lot of ClickFunnels, which is really cool. Got the 2-comma club, or got the dream car award. Got a big Tundra, which is really fun also. But it's just funny how I don't think I would have done a lot of that stuff had the payment processor worked. All right. Finishing a book by Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, like I was saying, He said, you need a career, but your money needs a career. And one of the best ways for you to ever find where the holes are in your personal business structure or your business structure is for you to go try to borrow as much money as you physically can. Don't end up borrowing it, but the process that they bring you through is going to be a vetting process that makes you better. Hey, do you guys have these things? Do you have these things? Do you have these things? Right? Especially in the last 6 months, I've just worked with a lot more banks. We've worked with a lot more. And the questions that they've asked me, I'm like, oh crap. Like, you guys are going to laugh at this, but I was like, I don't know what my personal financial statement is. I filled one out for the first time like 4 months ago, right? And then I kept doing it for more and more, and I just kept falling the rabbit hole of all the things they were asking. Then all these lawyers is coming in saying, hey, we want to run your money, but what about this, sending me a laundry list. And it turned out to be one of the greatest blessings ever. I'm very thankful for Robert Kiyosaki's advice in that book. Go try and borrow money. Go try and run a lot of money. Go do whatever. And then the list they hand you back is where you could be sued. The list, and remember, I'm not your lawyer, I'm not a financial guru or whatever, but as far as building the business structure, that's been the name of the game for the past little bit here for me. And if you're like, I don't know what to do next, go try and borrow a lot of money, right? Whatever they, don't borrow it, but whatever the list they hand back to you, it's a good way to find holes. So anyway, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not with all that stuff. Do have a killer offer creation. We've had a lot of people do six figures already. It's only been 3 or 4 months in OfferLab. If you're interested in me building your offer, right, helping you design and launch it, and then we build the funnel also for you. We build your webinar slides. You heard that correct. That is not an easy task. We build your webinar slides. There's a 3-day event you do with me. We go and I hook you up with my traffic drivers. If you're interested in any of that, come apply. Go to myofferlab.com. It's myofferlab.com. I couldn't get OfferLab. So it's myofferlab.com. We've been accepting. We can only do about 10 a month. That's kind of the cap of what I'm doing here. So, but it's killer service, a lot of fun. Comes with a year of coaching, not just from me, two other coaches as well. My personal funnel builder, Austin Dixon, Rhonda Melody. It's been super cool. And then my personal copywriters are writing your copy. Anyway, it's powerful stuff. A funnel is nothing without a campaign. And so we help you also create and dominate that part of the game as well. Anyways, hope you guys are doing well. Go to myofferlab.com. Love to have you guys. Love to build your funnels and your offers for you. We'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. Hey, I know this game can take a few tries to get the money flowing, especially the first time, right? And that can suck. I also know from experience how frustrating it can be to know your business is just a few tweaks away from your next big payday. But you don't know what tweaks to make. I've felt completely paralyzed by that in the past, and it sucks. I've been blessed to work with thousands of new and successful businesses over the last 3 years, and two things have really shocked me. One, I began noticing the pattern to success is vastly the same, but everyone's spot on the path is obviously different. Secondly, I've been shocked and overwhelmed with the number of people asking for my help and my systems and funnels in their business. Well, until now, I've never had a system and product in my own business to help you build yours. And I'm finally able to be public about all this. If you'd like my help to build your offer, sales message, funnel, and even your content machine, go to myofferlab.com. The path to online and offline success is 80% the same, regardless of the product, price point, or industry. And it works if you're new or already a killer in business. You can get more details on how to get my personal attention and frameworks in your own business by going to myofferlab.com. In-person classes are limited to 60 people each, and frankly, I can only do about 2 of these a year. Get more details and even jump on the phone with us for free at myofferlab.com.